Well, I think within the district and probably all of Southern Illinois, but really the whole state, I think the current administration does not realize or doesn't want to face the fact that, in my opinion, their tax policy and their business climate is driving so many people out of the state. And so I think it's a clash of ideas here, that you can raise taxes to help the state get out of, to get well, and the other side says, no, you have to make more taxpayers. So, and I agree with that. I mean, I've got an older brother who is retired from the Department of Corrections that lives in Missouri. I meet people from every walk of life that, oh, I'd leave if I could. I farm. I can't pick my ground up and leave. And so I'm thinking, well, and it didn't dawn on me. I was visiting my dentist here a couple of months ago, and he said, and he's probably my age. He said, well, I can't move my practice. So I'm thinking, okay, there's a lot of people in it. But along those lines, back in 1991, when that plant shut in Mount Vernon, I could have transferred to Tennessee, maybe one or two other plants. We went down there and looked, and this is home. I mean, we decided right off, we're not going anywhere. And okay, that was a long time ago, but I still feel the same way today. And if people feel that I can, you know, if they hear me and feel that I can offer some help, some solutions, so I think, and going to your question, in this district, I think it has to be not overtaxing people to the point they leave the state. I think you could get that comment from all walks of the state. So but until you stop that outflow, I mean, 93 of the 102 counties of the state have lost population in the last 10 years. Alexander County, I know down here is not a real great example. It's not a high populated county. A fourth of their population is gone. So you can talk about the progressive tax and this and that, but if you have less people, I still don't believe that projections that have came out of Springfield over how much that tax will raise, I just don't feel like they're taking into account how many fewer people you're going to have. If you look over the last 10 years, how many millions of dollars of taxable income have left this state?